This is Mayhem Murder Radio live and in your face.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station,
The Mix.
What happens when the enemy steals the keys? And the things they built to keep us safe are turned against us. And that's when they figured it out. They'll always need men like us. Those who are willing to do what others cannot.
Yeah, we're live. Welcome to Mayhem Murder Radio right here on the Mix Radio Network and FullThrottleTruckers.com. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, was courtesy of TeamPwnage.com. That was the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 reveal trailer. I got my boy riding shotgun as always, Mr. Murder. How are you, buddy?
How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. That was like an on-the-fly last minute thing. I was gonna play something else, and Mr. Murder here says your boys over at Team Pwnage just posted the trailer, and I'm like, what? I couldn't believe my eyes, and said, we are going live with this right now.
You heard it here first, fellas.
Yes, it definitely. Looking at the trailer, it definitely takes place in the future. I don't know if you sat there and put it on mute and watched it all, but.
Yeah, I watched it.
There's some futuristic shit on there, dude. Oh, my God.
It didn't tweak my nipples.
Yeah, it's just because it's not Infinity Ward. You're an Infinity Ward, Mark. So
I'm a Modern Warfare 2, Mark.
It's all good, buddy. To each his own.
You know, I'll buy it anyway.
Yeah, of course. I'll be
going. Every Call of Duty ever made.
I'll be down by the end of the week reserving my copies.
Boom. Yeah, I'm going on right now.
Yeah, I wonder, you know what, now that it's up, I wonder if fucking call or GameStop.com has it up for pre-order yet. Let's check it out.
Probably.
Let's see what old GameStop's got going on down there.
GameSteezy.
And the front page says Take Aim, and it's got some wax shit on it. Got Guild Wars? What the fuck is Guild Wars?
It's Collector 2. Guild Wars 2, man.
What the fuck is that shit? That's Jabron. Well, I mean,
probably
on.
An RPG game.
Yeah. I can't believe it. GameStop is selling iPhones and iPads and iPhone pods and everything now, dude.
Oh, yeah. They got you coming and going.
Yeah, they got some shit going on over there, dude. GameStop's really becoming something huge.
You can't reserve it yet.
No, nope, it doesn't look like it. But I want to thank my boy Guns over there at Team Ponage. He posted that. It just went live not too long ago. It's only got 308 views and counting. So
nice. We'll probably went on at 8.
Yeah. Weird. Crazy. Well, the NBA playoff, the first playoff game just started, or is getting ready to start.
I'm not big into basketball.
Neither am I, dude. I can't get into it, man. Now there is a dude that is, I got it on in front of me. There's a guy that's literally pouring champagne over Charles Barkley's body. Like,
nice. You see that fucking commercial he does where he's dressed in a skirt or a dress?
Yeah, I saw
the Weight Watchers.
He does some crazy shit, dude. That, like, it's like, man, are you that desperate, dude? I mean, wow.
He's the man, Charles Barkley.
I guess, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Ooh. Some people, dude. What, did you drop your mic, bro? You turn it into Ned now? I mean, come on, bro.
Yeah, I got to bang it around a little to make sure it's working.
Oh, my God. I was going to play a little two-minute little ditty here that I did way back in the day. Something I'm very proud of.
Is what I think it is?
Yeah. It's a little call that of me talking.
Bull?
Yeah, it's me playing bull. I was listening to this the other day, dude, and I'm like, man, dude, I forgot some of the funny shit. Dude says he has a 10-inch cock and shit. It was kind of funny.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, dude, it was kind of funny. Let me play this call real quick that I wanted to open with, but I decided to go with the fucking Black Ops 2 trailer. So let me play this real quick. I want to get this out of the way. I've been itching to play this for a long time, so check this shit out.
Are you bored?
I'm sitting here watching TV, so actually...
What's on the TV? What's on the TV, baby?
I think it's the first Die Hard.
Oh. I thought maybe you might have on, like, Plow Hard or something.
Well, I have to have a client first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, instead of you being bored tonight, how about, you know, just kind of, it is kind of a, you know, a little bit of a recession right now. You know, you want it, I want it. What do you think? You know?
What are you asking?
You know, just kind of kick a brother down, you know?
Kick a brother down. Well, yeah. Considering that it is a recession and my bills need to be paid.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? What I'm saying is, like, you're sitting there doing nothing, I'm doing nothing, you know. I kind of need it, you need it. What do you say, you know? You don't...
I plan for pleasure.
You plan for pleasure? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
I plan for pleasure. I'm on the clock tonight.
Oh. So, like, you have to kick some ducats down to the man. I got you.
Yeah, and then I can plan for pleasure.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, you just tell him that, you know, it was a dead night, and I won't tell him if you don't, you know?
Sure you wouldn't.
Okay, so...
Sure you wouldn't.
I promise you, baby, you get this, and it's all over. Nobody else will pleasure you like I can.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they call me Bull.
That was a little call I did back in the day. That was like Thanksgiving last year. It was a little.
They called me Bull.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of an ongoing Iggy the whole night that we were kind of. He actually had his wife on and was like smacking her with a whip and shit. It was good stuff, dude. It was good stuff. If I actually recommended the show, I would tell you where to find it, but unfortunately, I don't. So. If you know where it's at, then you know where it's at. If not, I don't know what to tell you. But that was my call on the show. Somebody had it up on YouTube, and they decided to pull it down because they were jealous. So it's all good. It's all good. So I wanted to... I know. I wanted to play that. Cause,
I want to hear the rest of that audio. Sounds like there's some good stuff in there.
Yeah, it's not bad, dude. Well, you got it downloaded. It's in part two, so if you want to check it out. You just got to go. Yeah, you got. I kind of cut it out the best I could. I didn't. I was starting to run out of time and didn't want to. I couldn't get it perfect, so that's the best I could do for now. But I might start opening with that. I might put a little music behind it, and maybe we'll make some type of opener with it along with what you did.
Yeah, all the work on that.
Yeah, no, I'm getting rid of that. That's gold, dude. Are you kidding me?
I still have to work on that for you.
Yeah.
Making an opener.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Uh-oh. The Mix Hangout, Mr. Woody himself just tweeted me and said something.
Woody.
Oh, he said sickness. He saw the vid. That trailer is spreading like a wildfire right now.
Is it?
Everybody.
You got the Hawk following.
Oh, man. My God. No, it ain't just me, dude. I can tell you right now, dude, I don't have the following that Team Ponage has. That community is worldwide, and Jesus, dude. Everybody's tweeting me now.
Anywho.
Yeah. To kind of kick off my... Actually, it was last week, I think. I never talked about it last week. But to kick off my week last week, I was headed to work one morning, and I was just kind of trolling along. You ever been on one of them streets where you're just kind of like... and you realize that you're going like 30 miles over the speed limit because it's like...
Yes, all the time.
It's like 15 miles an hour, but everybody does like 85 down this street, no big deal. Yep. Well, that's one of them streets. I was kind of trucking because I take some back streets to kind of avoid some stoplights on my way to work and shit. And I'm doing 41 in a 25, and I literally see the cop. I'm kind of scrolling up on him thinking I'm doing fine. I look right at him. He looks at me, and then boom, he jumps right behind me. I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? So, I'm at a red light. He's literally on my ass, already pulling my plate up, already got my name up, all that shit. And it turns green. Boop! I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck, man. What did I do? So he's like, I pulled you over, that whole gimmick. But see, I heard something about a little technique. Busted. I learned something, a little technique a while back, that if it's dark out, which it was dark when I went to work, to turn your dome light on and roll all your windows down. So I did it. I did it, turned my dome light on, rolled all my windows down, got my hands on 10 and 2 so he sees where my hands are. So he rolls.
Then he just looks suspicious.
Right, I guess. I don't
know. It's like, I'm suspicious.
Hey, buddy. Well, I'm in a uniform and shit, so it's not like, that helps, I guess. So, yeah, I'm just driving down. He's like, well, you were doing 41 and a 25. I'm like, it's 25 on that street? He's like, yeah. where are you trying to get in such a hurry? I go, such a hurry? Dude, I wasn't going that fast. I go, it may have been 25, dude, but I wasn't like I was doing 90 down the street. I'm not really in a hurry. I go, I'm just going
to work. But you were doing 45 in a 25.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to work, dude. I mean, he's like, well, license, registration, that whole gag. So, plus, I got a buddy who's a cop, and he gave me one of his cards. He's like, he told me that gimmick, too. He's like, put this right behind your driver's license in your wallet. And when you pull out your driver's license, lay your... wallet as flat as you can on your lap so it can be seen.
Yeah, that's what I do with my military ID.
Yeah. So he told me that whole gimmick, so I did that.
I hold my wallet up like by the window as I'm pulling it out. I'm like,
yeah. You kind of
don't speed anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like nonchalantly. You just kind of have it there, like you're holding on to it, but yeah, he can see it. So anyway, he's like, so I'm digging. And mind you, dude, I haven't gone through my glove box, so I have like 8 years of fucking registration in my glove box. So I'm funneling it through, and I find the registration. I'm like, dude, I'm looking for my insurance card. He's like, okay, I'm going to go back to the car, put it out the window if you have it. So I find, like, the most recent one I got expired on April 5th. I'm like, fuck, man. So I put it out the window, and he's like, did you find it? I go, well, this is the most recent one I got, man. And he goes, okay. So he grabs it, goes back to the car. And he comes back, and he's got his little clipboard. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. I can't afford this shit. Fuck, So he's like, you sure you got insurance? I go, yeah, man, I got insurance. I just don't have it with me. He's like, all right, man. Well, here's a fix-it ticket. Take it down to the courthouse, da-da-da. So everything I did, something worked. I don't know. But he gave me a fix-it ticket for the insurance. He's like, just slow down, man. I'm like, oh.
Nice.
Dude,
I've gotten out of every ticket in the last like 5 years.
You better knock on wood right now, bro. Knock on wood. Come on. There you go. Yeah. I don't.
I've gotten out of drunk driving tickets.
Oh, jeez. What?
I blew a .18.
Holy
shit. On the side of the road.
Shit.
And when they looked through my wallet, they saw that and they said, we're going to let you go, but we never saw you tonight.
Ah, that gimmick.
Yep. So he says, you get an accident up the road. He's like, I never saw you.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, not really, because I could have killed somebody.
Virginia. Virginia's like, you got pretty mouth, boy.
Damn, boy.
Yeah. So,
hey, Seth, how does cock taste?
She's like, nice. So here tonight, later on in the show, we're going to have a guy on from teamponage.com. I thought it was a good time to probably talk about what we know about Black Ops at this point. But
we don't need him anymore.
Yeah, oh, come on. He's actually working right now. He's got a meeting, and he's going to give us a call here shortly. And his name's TC. It's one of Guns' sidekicks. Guns has a swing shift job, I believe, to where he works in the afternoon. So, unfortunately, with our hours of our show, he said, man, I don't know if there's ever going to be a time where I can do it, but I got a guy that represents my community and my group very well. So, if you want to talk to him, then I said, absolutely. So, we're going to have TC on later on as soon as he gets out of his meeting that he just went into not too long ago, and we'll talk a little Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2.
Other than that, that's really all we kind of got going on tonight. I didn't do a lot of show prep.
I got a couple things before we get there.
All right. Well, lay it on me, brother.
I got a...
I'm drinking. I'm drinking, by the way.
I have a bone to pick with you.
I had to play Metallica because you attached your intro to it.
All right. Not that. And it's about you updating your status on your Facebook.
What my status?
Every 5 seconds, I have to hear my phone go off. Captain Hawkeye updated his status. Boom. Captain Hawkeye updated his status. Boom. Dude, that is so fucking annoying. I'm going to have to unfriend you.
You know what that is, bro? I had a friend that did that to me, too. Okay? There's a difference than friending somebody and following somebody on Facebook now.
Oh, yeah?
And it took me a while to figure it out because it was just this one friend that was blowing my phone up. Nobody else. There's like...
It's you. That's all it does. It's you.
I know. I see what I'm saying? There's a section in there where you... Fuck. I forgot where I fucking...
Well, you sent me a request and I accepted it.
Yeah, but there was something that... Oh, man. I forget where it's at now, dude, but it's like in your settings or...
Oh, my God, dude. It's so fucking annoying. I'm bitching all week long. I'm like, stop updating your fucking status.
I'm posting on all three of them. I'm posting on my Hawk, the Army, and my Facebook all at once from this sociable that Jack introduced me to. Jack is like, God, I swear to God, if we could ever on Jenya Knightley ever get to the gadget corner, I'm telling you, everybody would learn something every week and they would leave the show feeling that much smarter. I'm telling you.
You'd be awesome at the gadget. Yeah, the corner.
I know. We keep trying to get to it every week, and but it is Jenya Knightley. So if Jenya doesn't want the gadget corner, then Jenya doesn't have to have the gadget corner.
we need the gadget corner.
She says she loves me. Uh oh. We're getting.
She loves you not.
She just said something on Twitter. What'd she say? She said gadget corner. Okay, she's yelling about gadget corner. Okay. Yeah, he introduced me to this app called iStatus for a while, and iStatus did the same thing, but you can only have one Twitter account, one Facebook account, da-da-da-da. So anyway, and it wouldn't let you post pictures.
Ah.
Then all of a sudden, I noticed he was posting from a different app. I'm like, what the fuck is that app? So I downloaded it, and this one does the same thing, but lets you post from multiple Twitter accounts and multiple Facebook accounts, and it allows pictures. So that actually worked out better, but... There's a section on your Facebook page where you're going to have to go to, and it doesn't unfriend you, but it takes you off of the alert list. Like, it's got you've put me on like some type of alert list and on accident. You don't know how, but I don't know exactly how to do it.
What the fuck the deal is.
I fucking hate Facebook most of the time, but my family's on there, so that's really I'm not friends with too many. I mean, I get a lot of shit from people on Twitter too. They're like, "Come on, man, you've been sitting on my request forever," and I'm like, "Man, no offense, but." I don't allow too many people on my Facebook. I'm kind of a dick like that.
You're so popular, you got to screen your Facebook.
No, it's just Nick's favorite sex gadgets. Oh, nice. Thanks. Thanks, Bull. Thanks, 10-inch cock. Appreciate it.
There he goes. He knows what's going on.
Yeah. He's laying down, laying it down. Yeah. Real. He's laying thick. Yeah. That's him. Mr. Bull. God. Another gear jammer.
That's one of my pet peeves of the week.
Yeah. What's the other one? All right. Is the other one with me, too?
I don't know if I got any. Nah, I don't got any more peeves.
Oh, thank God.
Did you hear about DJ Khaled's tour bus?
No. What happened?
Burst into flames. I just happened to come across it the other day.
Was he like, did they say what the cause was? That's funny as fuck. That,
no, they don't know, but he lost, he said, like $500,000 worth of jewelry and all his horrible, his whole wardrobe.
Oh, I'm sure there was all kinds of expensive shit in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm sure there was $500,000 worth of meth under.
Right, right. And I'm sure it burned down because a fucking pipe got rolled under a fucking bed somewhere. Yeah.
Somebody threw a blunt under the bed.
DJ Khaled. You the best.
You the best. We the best.
We, nigga.
He's a millionaire just for going, we the best.
Yep.
DJ Khaled.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I thought that was interesting.
My son's pissed because he can't find the fucking vid. He's texting me going, oh, I can't unsee it.
That's old news.
Yeah, yeah. That's old news, kid. What do you mean? That's dude, like that, so yesterday.
Show 29 seconds
ago. Yeah. Yeah, that's so 29 seconds ago, kid. I don't know what to tell you.
Where you been? We already pre-ordered the game. Go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, 20,000 people have already seen that since we looked at it, kid. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, man, that's old news. Everybody's talking about it already.
That's good stuff right there. God.
Yeah, man.
You call me Bull. Look on your computer.
I thought you texted them a link.
I did, but first, like, remember I was telling you before we went on, but my iPhone wouldn't open it. So I faved the tweet from Guns, and then I went on the laptop. I went on my Twitter from my computer, and I looked at it, and I saw it that way.
Uh-huh. So, are you buying the new iPod 3 that's coming out?
No. They are actually coming out with a new iPad again this summer, too, but it's going to be like...
iPad 3?
It's going to be like the iPad mini is from what I heard. That's going to price range from like $299 to $399 or some shit like that. It's going to be like, I was reading something off CNET or something a couple weeks ago, but they already came out.
What about the Apple TV?
I got the new Apple TV, the 1080.
You got the Apple TV?
Yeah, my wife got that for me for my birthday. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I mean, it really does like the same thing your Xbox or PlayStation will do. I mean, it has Netflix on it. It allows you to play your iTunes on it, and you can Airstream shit from, like, your iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, you don't need an Apple TV.
Well, you're obsessed with anything Apple.
I am. I have...
Everything you do is Apple.
I have my iPad 1. I have...
How much you want for your iPad 1?
I have my 4S. My son has a 4S.
But that wasn't a joke.
I know it wasn't a joke, but I don't know if I want to sell it.
You do.
I actually bought it because I thought I could make some money on it because I got it really cheap, but now I like it. But it's really like an oversized iPod Touch. I mean, it doesn't do anything more than that, really. I mean, the same thing as a Touch of your iPhone will do. It does the same shit.
I thought you bought the iPad too.
No, I just got the one.
Oh, I thought you had the iPad.
No,
too.
Jack did. Jack fought it up until like the last day, dude. It was funny because we were even on the show. Like a couple days or a week before it was supposed to come out. And he's like, nah, I'm not going to get it because there ain't nothing different. It's nothing special except for the resolution, and that's it. And that's not enough for me to buy it. And then literally he texts me that morning. He's like, yep, I'm one of the jabrons in line at Best Buy to get one of these motherfuckers. I'm like, you folded? He's like, yeah, fuck it. I'm getting it. So he ended up getting it, and he said he's pretty impressed with the resolution. Everybody that I've talked to that's got one says the resolution is just unbelievable because it's better than 1080, bro. I mean,
there's nothing better than 1080.
No, it's better than 1080, bro. I shit you not. This is the first thing that's ever been crisper and more clearer than 1080. I'm not
never
playing.
Happened. Never happened.
All right. I'll let Jack tell you. Maybe you'll believe me then.
Jack tells me I'll believe him.
I know because he's the god. He's the man.
My man crush.
I know. He's
he out won Jesse James is my man crush.
I know.
Jesse James has always been my man crush.
Yeah.
Who's your man crush, Hawk?
Man crush.
You can say me. I won't be.
I can't really say that. You mean, I don't, yeah.
Johnny, your man crush?
Yeah. Yeah. Good God. What a train wreck. Even Colin Kane decided to jump off that train.
Man, followed me.
Oh, I guess Colin Kane decided I wasn't worth following anymore. I guess
he made a mass unfollowing, and I just happened to be part of it.
Yeah, now he's only following 50 people. I guess I never made the elite cut.
I gotta go erase him off my website.
Yep. I'm sorry. You're going just like Bob Levy, who joined Like Radio. What the fuck is their site over there? More Like Radio, yeah.
More Like Radio.
Just like Bob Levy betrayed me and joined More Like Radio.
My buddy Tim's listening finally.
What up, Tim?
Timmy! Like, oh, I just launched my boat. I don't know if I'd be able to make it back. And he just texted me. He said, Jesse James is also my man crush and Charlie Sheen.
Jesse James was on Sons of Guns. You see that episode?
Nah, I didn't see that episode.
Oh, they built this fucking gun, dude. It's more like a... It's kind of like a...
I saw like the beginning of it.
Remember Modern Warfare or World at War, the bar? Remember it's like... Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's like that gun, dude. And then he put like a pistol grip on the front of it. And he made the grips for it. He like handmade the grips for it. And then he put like some shit on the side of it that said like Jesse James. And then it had like... some other shit on the butt of it in like a different language. It was fucking sick. But.
Yeah, I forgot about Charlie Sheen. He was up there. My man crushes too. Boy. He's got a new show coming out.
Bull is. I know. Yeah, I saw that. It's like Monster or something. Or, no.
It's fuck. Now you're going to make me forget it.
I forget the name of it too. Oh, Bull's fucking setting you straight right now, dude. He's like, look,
I know.
Fucker.
He's fucking Jack Stiefel's his.
Yeah. Boom. He says, if anybody's getting that ass, it's me, motherfucker.
I'ma fuck some Stiefel anus.
Yeah. Yeah. And it ain't Jinya. Boom. Me. Jinya's like, that's right. All you bitches fight over that brown eye.
Oh, man. Well, if me and Jack ever wind up together, he's going to have to bleach it.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
My buddy Tim here, he's also one of my man crushes.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a professional angler.
Is he quite the strapper?
No, he straps one on once in a while.
Oh, nice.
He's like the fishing, hunting, outdoors guru.
Is he?
Oh, dude, this fucking guy.
Did you meet him down there or something?
He could catch a fish with just a fucking his finger. If you hooked his finger in the water, he could catch a fish.
Nice.
Everything, man. I hate fishing with him because there'll be 10 of us and he'll be the only one who'll catch fish.
Jania says, enough brown eye talk. She says, ew. Because she's like, I want you to talk about my brown eye. Screw my husband. It's all about me.
I love bleached anus holes.
I'm Jinya Stiefel, bitch.
I'm Jinya Stiefel. I'm the only anus you need.
Yes. Me, 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 me. It's all about me, me, me.
Don't unfollow me on Twitter. I'll collapse.
Yeah. Don't leave my station because I trademark your bitch ass names.
I'm surprised you didn't trademark your name.
I know, right? Oh, whatever.
I want to know why I'm blocked. What did I ever do?
You know what, man? He blocked fucking Tigger, too. You know Tigger?
Captain Tigger?
Yeah. Tigger came out like yesterday and said he's part of the elite blocked people. And we're like, yeah, dude, pretty much join the crew. So
I guess that makes us like important because we're part of the hierarchy of unfollowers.
I don't really care anymore, man. I mean, I listened today and it was probably the funniest day that I've heard in probably 8 months.
Does he do the show with?
Well, he does it with fucking B and Manson and Ned, and I mean it's the same fucking.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
It's the same Jamokes, but
I thought you were talking about Backstabber Radio.
All right, silence. This is Mayhem Murder Live.
Boom.
Well, hello there, boys.
Uh-oh.
Hello, lovely.
See, I told you, she couldn't take us talking about her man's brown eyes. She's like, you need to be talking about me, 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 me.
Let me set this straight. I had the thing bleached.
No, listen, I only have one question for you guys.
Yes, honey.
Just one. It's pretty simple. Why is it that whenever you talk like me, you always have to make me sound like a big fat jackass DJ?
No, you're not sound like a jackass DJ. We have to high pitch your voice. We're like, we gotta talk about me.
Yeah, we've got a high pitch on.
It's a high pitch, honey. Don't get it twisted.
Isn't that how a transvestite talk?
What you doing in the bathtub there?
Listen to you. You're so cute and clever over there.
You know I love you.
I can hear you in the bathroom. Are you literally soaking in bubbles?
Not yet. Bubbles are to be added very soon. I had to call and criticize you a little bit on the DJ bit.
Nice. Sorry about that.
My bad. I forgot. Self-edit.
I'm going to unfollow you now.
Don't leave my station because I trademarked your bitch-ass show.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're in the tub right now.
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm preparing.
So why don't you go ahead?
Get the bubbles.
Come on, let's get
a video chat going.
Let's give everybody the effect right now. Turn the water on, and don't be peeing. I don't want to hear that. I want you to actually turn the water on.
Ew, fruitcake.
You want to hear him peeing? You into that kind of thing, Corey? I'm sorry. Go ahead and pee. Corey wants to hear it.
I'm not peeing for you two.
Come on. Jesus.
No. Remember, it's all about me, right? So what is it going to pee for me? I don't pee for you.
What is it going to take for us to hear you pee? I mean, what's it going to take? Come on. I mean, lay it out there. would Jack say, okay, this is too far? Would he call in like immediately?
It ain't happening.
He'd be like, listen, guys, I'm at work, but I can hear my wife peeing on the air.
But
hear my wife peeing. I can tell that's anywhere.
This is strictly Virginia Knightley, not Mayhem Murder. Come on, guys. Wrap it up.
No, I have to have other people do my silly shit. I don't want to do the silly shit myself.
I thought you were going to say you need to have other people there to help you pee. I mean, wow.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? I really can't ever go alone, so...
Are you one of them
pleasure,
girls that...
Pleasure peeing.
Yeah. Do you have to turn on the faucet when you pee?
Really, this conversation has gone in a direction that I really hadn't anticipated.
Listen, I'm just trying to help Corey out. He said he was into peeing, so I kind of elaborated from there, and I just kind of branched off, and that's where I've taken it. I mean, I'm sorry.
Way to help your girl out there.
What do you want
to
do?
Thank you very much.
Would you rather talk...
Do you have to flush once or twice?
Oh, my God.
Dude, no shit. I was at my in-laws the other day, and I took a piss, and the fucking thing started overflowing on me. Like, what the fuck? All I did was pee. I didn't shit.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to fire both of you, I think, maybe.
Fuck.
Man, don't fire me. I trademarked this shit.
Yeah.
Judd, if you're listening, you're out of secret double probation now. I'm putting the other two boys on the double secret probation.
Damn it.
Does that come with perks, like handcuffs, maybe some whips? Maybe a little boot.
I do have handcuffs. There is a whip.
Maybe pee.
Yeah, do we have to pee?
What is it with you two and pee?
Please, no cock rings. I find them very uncomfortable. I mean,
you got to get the vibrating kind.
Yeah.
You need those things?
No, sometimes.
Just makes me feel more like a man.
Yeah. I think he likes it. I don't like anything up my butt.
So let me get this straight. It makes you feel more like a man to put a giant ring on your dick.
Yes.
Like,
because it takes the eyes off of how small my penis is. So I gotta make it ornate.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I could really tell.
Okay. What? Pictures or it didn't happen.
You want pictures?
If we asked for video from you, or you're not in the bathroom, but we ain't got that yet. So what are you calling out pictures
for? My camera has extra zoom on it.
Telling you, Yeah, I'm the rock star at my party, boys. Sorry. Yes.
You're a rock star at everyone's party.
Oh, aren't you sweet? You just want to fuck my husband.
I do. I want to have a big pee party.
Big pee party. Okay, that's really gross.
Yeah, I acquired a pee fetish now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Just hearing you say the word pee just kind of softens up my lower body.
I mean, come on, Corey.
He's going to stop the show right now. He's going to say, yeah, I have to go. I've got to go. I've got to do something. He's going to jump on eBay, look up like inflatable pools and, plastic flooring. And
what I do is I take lemonade in a Ziploc bag and I poke a hole in the bottom and I hang it over my bed trying to imitate urination. Or like one of them baker's bags with a little nozzle on the end, and I squeeze it.
So you're not a full pee fetish. You're kind of like a vegan that still eats cheese.
Yeah, I like. I'm not really into pee, but I like to simulate pee.
It actually sounds like he's into it. He just hasn't found a woman that'll do it, so he's looking for takers.
Will you be my pee woman?
Oh my god.
How did this conversation start anyway?
You made me sound like a crack ass DJ, so I called in to comment, you know, to complain a little bit, but you know, sorry, I'm just ribbing.
Do you think Jack would have a problem with you peeing on another man? I mean, if there's no sexual innuendos, I mean,
I don't even have to look.
You're just peeing. Yeah, I mean, what? Maybe it would be better if you were face down. I mean,
or put your urine in a super soaker and blast me with it.
There you go. That takes all the sexuality out of the picture. There you go. Boom. Super soaker.
Super soak me with your urine.
Wow. Wow. Okay, I have not had enough.
Look, I got her dumbfounded. The first one to get her dumbfounded. She's looking for words.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah, I am, Serge. I'm out of concern, I think, more than anything.
Dude, I'm always going to call me. Why are you talking about your pee fetish on here?
Sorry about that, Joe. Mr. Average Joe's.
Oh, God. Your mom knows about your pee fetish?
No, but she doesn't have.
Oh, because I was going to say, I thought this is a brand new thing for you.
It is. I just acquired it 30 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a story behind this, Seth.
Mm-hmm. I've been getting peed on my whole life.
Mayhem Murder Mom's one of my biggest fans.
Yeah, she hasn't been listening. We'll smack a hoe.
Yeah, trying to lay the backhand down.
She used to love when you call. Oh my God, is that Hawk calling you? Is that Hawk? Tell me, said hi.
She did too. Did you hear the call I did a little bit ago?
I did.
Wasn't that awesome?
They called me.
I was text messaging you.
Well, I
remember.
Yeah, but I played something else at the beginning of the show, and then I don't think you texted me during.
You might have to play that again once you get off. My buddy Tim can hear that.
Yeah.
Now that he's listening,
I have to cue it up again.
Yeah, cue it up for the next break.
Yeah, do that for break.
Yeah.
Start that break with that so he can hear it. Let me make sure he's listening.
Yeah, for the break. Yeah.
Yeah, for the break. I don't do what I say. It's my show.
Yeah, for the break. You know what I mean? Nah, I mean, Gene.
Oh my goodness. So what else are you guys talking about tonight?
We're going to talk a little video games later, so you might want to tune out.
Why is it that I want to tune out? You and I are going to have a fight.
Oh, stop. No, we're not.
I'm a girl. I can't like cars. I'm a girl. Why not? I can't like video games. I'm a girl. I can't like football. Fuck you, Nick.
I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
You can call him Bull from now on.
Yeah.
No, I like Bull.
Come on, Jinya.
Oh.
She can't be mad at me.
Nobody got that.
She likes Bull testicles.
Completely wasted.
She likes Bull testicles.
Slap, slap, slap.
Did you tell me, do you have a set of red bull testicles hanging from your BMW?
A set of red bull testicles? No.
You don't have truck nuts?
Yeah.
No. Got truck nuts on my minivan.
Chestnuts!
Okay, how do you guys explain those to your kids? I'm not like judging or anything, but I've always wondered.
Wait, hold on.
You see them on all kinds of vehicles, and I've always wondered, okay, so here you are, truck nuts in a minivan.
I tell my daughters for aerodynamics.
Have you ever?
Yeah, because those big ass balls hanging off of your.
But she looks at me and goes,
hanging off your bumper aerodynamic.
Oh, that was perfect. That was perfect, honey. Thank you. That was a perfect big ass balls. I love it. There was nobody talking. Okay. That was perfect.
Cut that out.
Oh, yeah. That's getting cut out.
The hopper.
The hopper.
Shut up.
The hopper. My daughter loves that commercial.
Yeah. Did you?
Have you seen the? Oh, sorry. Go on.
Have you ever had to explain that to your children? If you did, I would like to know how you explained it.
Me?
Yes.
No.
So you haven't.
I always point the other direction. I'm like, oh, hey, kids, look at that! There's a bird over in the tree.
Don't look at this hand. Look at this hand.
Hey, did you see this car over here? Look what this guy, this person singing in this car.
Nice.
Oh, mommy, look at those big balls hanging off of the car.
They're aerodynamic.
There you go.
Wow.
They're for counterbalancing.
Yeah.
All right, boys. I'm going to let you continue on with your show. I just wanted to call in and say hello and poke you.
Thank you.
Because I love to poke you, boys.
Thank you.
Not pee. Poke.
Oh.
Fuck.
Damn it.
What a buzzkill.
Man. And it's dead silent. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll go to the tub and I'll pee in the tub for you, okay? Is that good? Excellent. Then I'll drain the water and fill it back up.
Can we listen? Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead right now.
No.
Come on, we need the water effect.
Come on. Oh, you twisted motherfuckers.
Go ahead.
God,
go ahead.
No wonder I love you.
You should do the show live from the tub.
Not going to happen tonight, boys. I've got two kids.
Oh.
I know. Such a letdown.
It's bedtime anyway. It's 8:41.
I know.
I've got a bunch of night owl children.
Excuse me. Bastard should be in bed.
You're mean, Mr. Truck Nuts.
I said, thanks a lot.
I will. I'm going to call you Truck Nuts from now on. That's your new nickname.
Seth and Truck Nuts live.
I was talking to you. Seth has a lot of nicknames. You've got to catch up.
I know. Mm. Jesus.
All right, boys. Have a good show.
Thank you, honey. Thank you for calling. We'll definitely be live tomorrow night, 10 Eastern, Virginia nightly.
Can't wait. Love you guys.
Bye, hon.
Love ya.
Bye.
Nice.
All right. This brother is ready to call in, so I'm gonna play this little bit, make sure he's ready, and then I'm gonna play a song, and then we're gonna come out of the break with him, and we'll go.
You gonna play that phone call for me?
Yes, yes, I'm queued up and ready to roll right now.
All right.
So make sure he's listening, and then we will. After that, we'll play a song, and then we'll come out, and we will be rolling.
Boom.
We'll get TC on the line and talk a little
Easy Gaming.
Yeah, talk a little Black Ops. A little team ponage, all that jazz. And is he
ready? I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to play this call one more time that I did last year, and then we will be back shortly.
Mm. Are you bored?
I'm sitting here watching TV. So actually,
what's on the TV? What's on the TV, baby?
I think it's the first Die Hard.
Oh. I thought maybe you might have on, like, Plow Hard or something.
I have to have a client first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, instead of you being bored tonight, how about, you know, just kind of, it is kind of a, you know, a little bit of a recession right now. You know, you want it, I want it. What do you think? You know?
What are you asking?
You know, just kind of kick a brother down, you know?
Kick a brother down. Well, yeah. Considering that it is a recession and my bills need to be paid.
Yeah, but it, I mean, you know, what I'm saying is, like, you're sitting there doing nothing, I'm doing nothing, you know. I kind of need it, you need it. What do you say, you know? You know,
I plan for pleasure.
You plan for pleasure? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
I plan for pleasure. I'm on the clock tonight.
Oh, so like you have to kick some ducats down to the man. I got you.
Yeah, and then I can plan for pleasure.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, you just tell him that, you know, it was a dead night, and I won't tell him if you don't, you know.
Sure you wouldn't.
Yeah, so.
Sure you wouldn't.
I promise you, baby, you get this, and it's all over. Nobody else will pleasure you like I can.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they call me Bull.
Really?
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still hate that name. Yeah.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom.
Little Johnny Cash there, little old school Johnny Cash.
It's a good song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's the song I was gonna open with, but I said, fuck it. Can you do me a favor and tweet a link to the TuneIn? Do you know how to do the TuneIn and all that jazz?
No, sir.
You don't? All right.
I do not.
Because he's looking, TC's looking for a link to tweet to his Team Pwnage Brothers. So I'm going to.
You know how to do it?
Yeah, give me just a second, people. Stand by.
Yeah, I'm behind the times.
Are you? It's all good. Yeah.
I'm not up to posting links like you.
Well, you can give him a, come on, Jesus Christ, can you, there we go, okay. You can, I usually, you know, I started to used to tell people to go to the app, but not everybody's got iPhone, so. The, there we go. The mix talk, sorry people, bear with me, please, there we go. Dum 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 dum. Okay.
Did you get your blacklisted, Abby?
Huh. No, I didn't. I sure didn't.
Did you see that tweet? If you've been blocked by the man, you can get a BA blacklisted avatar for Twitter.
No, that's funny as fuck, though.
Yeah, it's right here. It's her. Zombie made him.
Did he? Yeah.
I'll put it on mine.
You talking about Zombie 76?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like me too much.
Oh, he doesn't like you?
Yeah, you can add him to the list of people who don't like me too much. Yeah, it's all good. Whatever. Oh, yeah, I figured he would. He's good at that shit, though, man. He makes good fucking Abbeys.
Yeah, I'm going to put mine up so you can see it. Hold on.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, that's it right there. Boom. So copy that. Boom. Copy this link. Boom. Hold on. Let's
boom. See. You know what you're doing?
Let
where damage go?
Where damage kill?
Damn it. Dead air.
I know. Dead air.
You can listen. Dead air, babe.
Boom.
Did you get that shit done yet?
Yes. Post it. Done. Boom. So let's give him a second to fucking retweet that, and then we'll give him a little ring-a-ling, and we'll talk a little Blizzax. Oops. I saw something a minute ago that said that fucking zombies was in that trailer. I didn't see zombies in that trailer. Did you?
I think I did. They're definitely going to bring back zombies.
They have to. I know, but...
Well, 90% of the people that bought it for the zombies.
Yeah, they definitely got a lot more. When Black Ops came out, they definitely got a lot more pre-orders when they announced that zombies was going to return.
The reason they loved them zombies.
Yeah, there is a big following for that shit. And that
I like zombies. I like playing with you.
That zombies fucking... that created a whole phenomenon, bro, of shit. I mean... After that exploded so much, all kinds of other games were coming out with like a zombie like side game and shit. I mean, you look at like Red Dead Redemption came out with something similar to it.
I got that game.
Yeah, so
check out my Avi.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Alright, let's check it out. Boom bee boom 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 boom. Oh, blacklisted.
That's badass,
right? I love it. Alright, let's give my boy here a call. Mr. TC, add to group. Wow, he's got a Matrix. He's got a Matrix picture. You probably aren't friends with him, so you don't see that. What's up, TC? This is Hawk over at Mayhem Murder Radio. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
Not much, man. I just saw that reveal trailer. That was, wow.
That's some good stuff, huh?
Horses. Wow.
Guns posted that right like 2 minutes before I went live, and I changed everything around and went live with that trailer, dude. I just played the trailer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I just caught it when I got home. I saw the link, and I couldn't believe it. Oh, Woods, he doesn't look too good, but man.
Yeah, he's old.
Glad he's back.
He's old. He's definitely old.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy? They showed like a... God, I thought it was Woods, but they showed the other guy like in a... He always wore the bandana on his head. Is that Woods too? Like the younger Woods?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they showed.
He was like behind a dumpster or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Full gear. Yeah.
Yeah. That was...
I'm watching the trailer again as we speak.
I'm gonna watch it when we get off the air, definitely. But no, I wanted to have you on to kind of... I mean, I know we've seen the trailer now, but I know that really all I've seen is the biggest thing so far up until tonight has been the news of that quadro rotor. That's...
Yeah.
That's kind of taken the pinnacle of this game, and everybody's just like, holy shit. I mean, and I showed it to my father-in-law the other night, who's, you know, he's pretty good into guns and understands the demographics of guns and recoils and all that. And he says that, you know, because it was like, what was that guy's name? Titus or Titicus or some shit?
Oh, Tacitus, FPS Russia.
Yeah. So I showed him that video that guy did, and he said he doesn't believe that it's real. He said, I could see the gun, you know, letting off a flash and all that. But he said he believes that if that thing was really firing, that helicopter would go like in a complete spin because the recoil would be too much. And I argued with him for a little while and told him, you know, shooting an AR-15, it's like a .22 recoil. So I don't see... And he said, still, you're talking about something in midair. No, you know, there's nothing to... You know, you're pushing back on an AR even though you don't think you're pushing back that much.
Right.
And I said,
yeah, it's always a recoil on that.
Yeah, it jerks a little bit, but I was like, I don't know. And he's like, no, I still think it would just do... freaking just sit there and just keep doing flips once you started firing it. So I don't know.
What kind of gun is this?
I don't know what kind of gun was hanging off the bottom.
It was like a 50 cal machine gun mounted turret.
You never seen that video, Corey?
What video is it?
Oh my god. Go on YouTube right now and just look up quad rotor. And the video will come up.
Quad rotor?
Yep. And the
I'll
guy like
right now if it'll happen or
the
not.
Guy controls the whole thing with an iPad and everything, and I told him, I said, well, if you look at the quadro rotor, those two back propellers, if they were to tilt just a little bit to compensate for the recoil, and he's like, I don't know. So he's really skeptical, and he thinks that the thing's firing, but somebody's in the back with like a 7mm, and the audio's just cut out of the video, and they're clipping off everything that thing's shooting at.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It would have to be weighted, you know? It would have to have quite a bit of weight to be able to to do what it did.
Yeah.
But did you see some of the other vehicles they have in the reveal? There's like this dog robot thing that has legs that moves. I wonder if you get to drive that thing. That would be cool.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's definitely taking place in the future. Farther in the future than the other one was, but man.
Right.
It's a
toy helicopter thing you're talking about?
Yes,
here?
Yes.
Right, and they have like an Osprey gunner that drops these other quad rotor things out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. And the drones in this, there are going to be a lot of UAV drone type vehicles in this.
I've paid attention to websites and shit all day because I knew that with it coming out tonight, that a lot of shit was going to be released, and all kinds of screenshots were released today. And did you see the screenshot where the camera's like looking up at a guy from like the ground, and he's got like two or three quad rotors running over his head?
Yeah. I mean, those things will be the ultimate camper killers.
Yeah.
There will be no camping in this game if that's going to be in the game
as a
controllable kill streak.
And I've heard that there'll be zero final stand. It will not be a death streak. It will not be a kill streak or a perk or nothing.
Right.
And I've also heard, whether it's true or not, that they are not going to allow any type of grenade launchers in hardcore gameplay.
That is correct.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Thank God. Dude. I just got...
You don't like that, Corey?
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking noobtubers. Fucking rocket guys. I was just playing the game before we got on the air.
Yeah.
The guys with the fucking smalls. I come around a corner about 10 times. Boom, boom. Every time they spawn, just...
Yep.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then I get on the chat and I start screaming at people.
Yeah, you're like, you piece of crap. Oh, dude.
I'm like, stop fucking noobs. Like, fight like a man.
It's so funny watching Team Pwnage, dude, and watching the tweets like after. And I saw Guns post something the other night. He's like, yeah, he goes, we were in a lobby. Some dude was talking crap. And it's always funny to watch him rage quit when they realize that they're up against something they can't handle. Yeah.
They've never played Domination with T-Dog, 91184. That's his Twitter name. He is ranked like 2,000 in the world, and he will put the hurt on you in Domination. So, yeah, they have some great gamers in the community. It's a great community.
Yeah.
So,
I think I'm really good at it, but then I get in these groups of guys, man, and I can't even fucking move. And I start throwing my controller. I get so fucking angry. Like, I'll go like 45 and 10, and then the next game I'm 10 and 45. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yep. I know, man.
There goes the
KD. It is frustrating.
It's so aggravating.
I played with Team Pwnage not this past weekend, but I think the weekend before I played with a bunch of them. And Guns was getting into it with one of the guys on his team, and which that usually is a rarity. I mean, you guys are like a solid wolf pack. I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. But this guy was just being a cocksucker. I was like, dude, whatever. Guns was owning him, though. It was funny. I think they live next to each other or something. But
oh, yeah.
But Guns That's was like, fair. Dude, please, dude. He's like, I heard your girl told me you were crying about it. It was funny as fuck, dude. I was rolling.
Dude, my buddy Tim got the best message a couple weeks ago after a game. We got whooped by these guys, and the guy sent him a message, said, you can pull your pants up now. I'm done.
Oh nice.
Lame.
Wow.
I laughed so hard, man.
Oh, that's good stuff right there.
Amazing.
And you get on there with some good-ass guys. I'm like, what the f-? It depends on what time of day you play, too. If I play early in the morning, man, I get my ass whooped.
Well, see, the problem is, man, and I don't like... There's the amount of unemployed people nowadays is very high. Hey. Yeah. So that's a lot of those motherfuckers just sit home and that's all they do, man. And it's...
Yeah.
And so
what's wrong with that?
You run into those guys, dude, and they're just like, they're on a roll, and
it's not by their own choice. But hey, what,
that's me, man. That's me. I'm the guy that sits home and plays Call of Duty all day long.
Yeah. Well, I kind of wish I could do that. That would be cool.
Yeah, it would.
I'm unemployed by choice. All right.
Oh yeah, well, no problem there.
God damn it.
That's even better.
Yeah.
So it looks like Los Angeles is the city that's going up in flames this time. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
God.
Hollywood and Vine.
I didn't see at the end of the video, they didn't put a release date, though, did they?
Yeah, November 13th.
Did they put it in there?
I think that's when they released the last one, too, isn't it?
No, they released it a week earlier. I don't know why it's the 13th this time, but...
Well, there's a reason for that. somebody was saying it had to do with a solar eclipse that day. Oh, that there's going to be a solar eclipse on the 13th. Nice. Where all the planets are in alignment.
Wow.
Or some shit. Sun and moon. I don't know.
I wasn't a big fan of Black Ops. The first Black Ops.
Dude, I thought
they dropped the ball on the maps on that one.
You do?
Yeah, dude, I liked it. I can't tell you, man. Modern Warfare 2 was my favorite.
I've already went back to Black Ops, bro. I got sick of Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too.
I am, and I haven't played zombies in forever on Black Ops, but I'm probably going to this weekend.
How do you feel about Modern Warfare 2?
I think
they had the greatest maps.
I went back to World at War come summertime on Modern Warfare 2. Just because you run into all these cheaters. I mean, it's
so hacked.
Yeah, yeah, Modern Warfare 2 was one of the most hackable Call of Duties ever. I think it was the most hackable.
Well, the problem I have with Modern Warfare 3, too, is the fucking spawning.
Yeah.
I'll kill a guy, and 2 seconds later, he's shooting me in the back.
Yeah.
Because he spawned right behind me.
Yep. I hate that shit. That wasn't just Modern Warfare 3. That was in Black Ops 2. I mean,
yeah, Black Ops 2 wasn't as bad. Modern Warfare 2, though, you always spawned with on the opposite side of the map with one of your teammates.
Because I think the maps were a little bit bigger, except for Nuketown. Or no, Nuketown was in, what you call it? Yeah.
It was Black Ops, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Black Ops. Yep. I hate that fucking map. I can't stand the small map. Even Rust. Remember Rust?
Nuketown, man?
Rust was too. Wait, that was the smallest map ever.
Yeah, Rust.
I like smaller maps. I love those.
I like them smaller, but not that small. It's total chaos. You can't do nothing.
No.
Yeah, Rust was a nightmare.
You couldn't get behind anything without getting shot.
You have to get up top and just hide.
I used to go. Remember that?
There with a noob tube.
Yep.
Remember that little tunnel? I used to go back in the tunnel and just keep looking back and forth. I'd look forward, then turn around and look around the corner.
Right.
You'd hide one of the one levels and just shoot all the idiots that try to come up the ladder.
Yeah, but then it never worked because somebody would, as soon as you shoot somebody, they spawn and then they noob back there and then you're dead.
Yeah.
It sucked.
That's great.
But yeah, man, I can't fucking wait. I make it a ritual every year, dude, that I take vacation that week. That whole week.
I'm going to do that too, Captain.
Nice. Yeah,
man.
You need to do it too.
I know. You need to.
You're going
to
do it too.
Maybe like by November, Corey, you should invest in maybe a PS3, maybe? What do you think?
I don't know.
Most of Team Xbox guy. Most of Team Pwnage is on PS3.
Got to get a PS3.
They can't hang with the Xbox.
Whatever. That's such a polarized argument. It really is. And it's a never ending argument.
I like Xboxes. I get the maps like 3 months before you do.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen on Black Ops 2 no more. I think this was the last game from what I was told, unless that it was renewed, the contract. But
that whole new call, that whole Elite shit is bullshit. That's annoying. You got to wait 3 months to get the maps unless you pay $60 a month.
They're doing it again with Black Ops 2 from what I've heard. They're renewing the whole Elite thing, aren't they?
TC? Well, they get you coming and going. You got to pay for the Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay for the game. And then if you want the maps early, you got to pay another $60 for the fucking subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting more expensive, guys, to game.
It is.
It's a pain in the ass.
Most of the games. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Most of the games nowadays are making you pay to play online anyway. Just the game alone is.
The EA Sports games. You got to buy the game.
Yep.
If you don't have the EA Sports Pass, you got to buy EA Sports Pass. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
I just bought UFC 3. I post a lot of those videos on my channel, and I love that series, and it's making me buy a season pass for the online play if I want to beat down somebody else, you know, in the ring, in the octagon. So I'm going to pay for that, but it is just, it's so expensive anymore. Controllers, headphones. I just bought a new set of headphones because Turtle Beaches and all the other brands break. I mean, I don't.
Did you buy the Sony ones, TC?
I got the Sony 7.1 surround. Yeah,
I invested in all that at Christmas time for my kids.
So far, so good.
It seems to make a lot of noise when it's sitting on your head, though. Like, it creaks and stuff. It's like, what the hell? It just sounds so cheap, but they work like a champ, dude.
Yeah, the Turtle Beach ones I got the X31s. And they discontinued them now because I have an N router.
Yeah.
And the frequency that those headphones run on is the same frequency. So mine click and pop every once in a while. That's why they discontinued them. They made a new model. I love them. I couldn't. I was like, I play with them. I'm like, there's not that much of a difference. And then my cable broke that plugs into the controller. And I had to play with the stock headset. Dude, I was losing my mind.
I bought a. I saved up my points from my Edge card and got a pair of those X12s for my Xbox.
And were those the wired ones?
You like those?
Yeah, they're okay, dude. I had to buy another adapter to make them work because I have the older Xbox. I don't have the Slim. So to run HD, because see, it's not just USB with those. It's the the red, white, and then you got to do the controller thing. So I had to buy an adapter to run my standard definition, just the audio out the back of my Xbox, and run high def for video. And it was a fucking, that was like another $20.
Yeah, mine are wireless.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like mine has a box that plugs into the back of your TV, the RCA outputs, and then that transmits the sound out to the headphones. But then I have to plug into my controller to chat.
Yeah. Yep, I like them.
That's pretty awesome.
I think they're cool. I got them, and plus I can use those with a with my computer too. So that's another reason why I got them and didn't get the PlayStation ones. So I wasn't sure if they would be universal or not. But.
And they're awesome when you're watching porn.
Yeah.
I watch porn on the old iPad.
You can hear all the nuts slapping right in Dolby Digital, buddy.
It's 7.1.
7.1 nut slap.
Nice.
All around you.
So other than that, buddy, I don't know. Is there anything else maybe that I may have missed? I don't know if there's...
No, what do you think about the horses, guys? I mean, that kind of shocked.
There's no horses in the future.
Yeah, but horses everywhere. What do you think? Red Dead Redemption, you know, meets Halo.
I mean, that's a good game. Crazy. I love Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I do too.
I picked it up at a bargain bin for like $17 at Target.
Have you played it?
No, I gave it to my kid. He played it, though, for a little while.
It's a great game.
He played Skyrim, too, and wasn't a big... I think he just got stuck on a spot in Skyrim, and he didn't play it no longer.
I became a big Assassin's Creed player.
My youngest son's got every single one of them. Like, he collects them.
Yeah, I just beat the first one. I gotta get the second one now.
He's got that. He got one, two... Brotherhood, Revelations. Revelations, like, it must not have been that... I never played it, but it must not have been that great because, like, literally in 2 weeks, the price dropped.
Yeah, I don't think the offshoot ones were that big of a hit.
Oh. You play those, TC?
What's that?
Any of the Assassin's Creed?
No, I haven't played those. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that. I tried it one time. I had it for the Xbox. I have an Xbox, too. My son has. And, I just couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into Skyrim. He has Skyrim. He loves it. You know,
I never played that one yet.
It's just not for me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's about.
I'm not. It's like an ancient times and shit.
Right.
Is it kind of like Assassin's Creed? Or?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Kind of, but not. I mean, there's no guy that's got like hidden blades in his shirt and shit. I mean, it's nothing like that. A guy kind of rides... What was that other game where the guy like rode a horse into other... Maybe that was... I guess it kind of is like the first Assassin's Creed a little bit, but I don't know. My son, I let him try it and said, if it's any good, let me know. And he's like, it was all right, Dad. I don't know. Some people love the fucking game. Like, I think it released another map or something not too long ago too, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's got maps and shit to buy on there too.
Writing different add-ons or whatever.
Yeah, man, if you think about how much you spend on a fucking game, dude, if you don't... I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, if you don't like it, there's $60 out the fucking door.
Yeah, that's why, you know, lately, dude, I've been going to, like, and keeping up on what Redbox has got going on.
Does Redbox have games?
Yeah, they do now, yeah. They just started, like, 6-8 months ago. You can rent it for, like, $2.50 for the night.
I have to do that. I was going to get Gamefly.
Yeah. I wonder how I have Gamefly. I wonder how Redbox does the online. I wonder if you still have to.
No, that's what fucked me because I went and picked up Battlefield 3 because everybody. I don't know if you heard TC, but everybody said the beta sucked. They said the beta didn't like the beta. They said the beta didn't reflect what the game really was. The game's really awesome. I'm like, whatever, man. So finally, I broke down and I said, "Oh, fine. I'll go get it from Redbox if I like it." Then I'll go buy it. So I went, no, dude, as soon as you put it in, there's no code in the box for the online play. So you got to pay the $10 anyway to play online.
Oh, God.
So
yeah,
all the EA games, if you're in an EA game and you want to play online, you got to pay the $10. But other than that.
I went out and bought it.
They got you, right?
Yeah.
I bought Battlefield 2. I bought Battlefield 2 and hated it.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
And I was like, I'm not buying another Battlefield. The day Battlefield 3 came out, I was in line buying it. Bam. Yeah. I played it for about 2 days, and I said, fuck this game.
Yeah, man, I'm not a big fan either. I played the beta, dude, and I'll never – I was laying down, and the dude was coming running at me, and I smacked him once, dude, got the hit markers, and I was like, what the fuck? I stood up, aimed at him again, hit him again, and the dude just stumbles. I'm like, are you shitting me?
I fell through the map.
And I fucking sniped him another time, and I hit him, and then he kills me.
I fell through the map like murder dead. I just fell straight through. I spawned at some point, and I fell through. It was bad. I was shooting a guy, and all of a sudden,
I'm falling through the midair.
I heard it got better, and you know that the sound is like unreal. But I just, you know, I can't do it. The mechanics, just the way the characters move will throw me off sometimes.
Yeah.
And if I don't like the way I move, if I don't move fast when I want to move fast, I can't deal with it.
It's hard for me to jump back and forth. I can't play them in the same day because it gives me a headache.
Yeah.
It's such a world of difference. It's hard to jump back and forth.
Yeah.
And I realize they're two different games. So I'm not hating on Battlefield 3. To each his own. If you like it and that's a cool style, then go for it. But I'm just more of a run and gun kind of guy, just fast paced.
Yeah.
The thing I like about it is when you blow something up, it blows up and you can play with all the cool shit. But...
Yeah, and the jets look fun to fly.
Oh, that was awesome. That's the best part of the game.
Yeah.
I didn't bother killing people. I just jumped in the jet and flew around.
I couldn't find the jet. Maybe I was in a bad map.
In the one map, if there's an aircraft carrier that you spawn on.
Oh, yeah.
Where you storm the beach, and people usually grab it right away, but it's on that aircraft carrier.
That was one of the best parts in World of War, dude. When you were fucking storming the beach and then you're riding in that fucker, and the goddamn driver gets sniped,
right?
And his fucking head just lays over, and there's like blood coming out of it. That was like the best. And then you're like kicking the back door of the duck open. Oh, that was the best, dude. God, I love that game.
That was amazing. I have that game. I have Modern Warfare. And I still play those. I'm trying to get a prestige token, but I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing the MW3. I'm getting Sniper Elite V2 tomorrow, so that game is sick.
Is it?
I've seen it. Sniper Elite V2.
I think somebody told me about that.
I think I have the original one.
Yeah, in 2005.
Yeah, I think that's the one I had. I just bought it the other day, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Where you go on the sniper missions and shit, and you got to fucking run through the woods.
Yeah, this time it has a bullet cam murder. Where
this one shows the internal organs
exploding into midair. I mean, it is amazing.
The cool thing about that one is when you got a headshot,
yeah,
slowed the bullet down, and as it whacked the guy, it was like, boom!
Oh, so they had the bullet cam technology then. Wow.
Yeah. When you got a headshot, as soon as you shot, it slowed down, and it followed the whole bullet all the way out of your barrel, and it hit the guy in the head.
That's going to make for some amazing montages.
Oh yeah.
See it now.
My favorite montage is the other day I was playing Dome and got a first blood with my throwing knife. That was one of my greatest achievements.
Nice.
Yeah, that
started
is.
Started off, I just swung my knife up there, hit the guy right in the ass, I'm like boom. I would try, like in the first Black Ops, I'm fucking on a summit, and the game starts, and all of a sudden I see this fucking tomahawk flying through the air, and I watch about 20 feet in front of me go tink, da da ding, da da ding. It just taps me in the foot, and the guy gets fucking first blood.
Yep.
You know how long they sit there and practice just how to the right way to throw that thing over the building?
That was my favorite map, Summit.
Summit?
I love that map.
Yeah, it is.
It was amazing.
I have to go back and play. I don't remember all the map.
There were so many angles on that map where you could snipe from, and you could just kind of
camp and all the fucking campers. Yep. All camp inside the fucking control room.
Yeah, on top of the walkway or whatever.
Yeah, and then by the fucking one main door where they hide by the fucking little machine there, and you can't even get in there because they're all fucking camping.
Yep, whatever.
What was cool about Black Ops, guys, though, for campers, is you throw Nova Gas on the asshole.
Yeah.
and watch them choke out.
Yeah.
It was great.
And they're trying to run and they can't get out of it and they're all going slow motion, cough, and then they die.
Well, the other day I was playing in what the fuck happened to that? Resistance. And the fucking kept getting noob tubed. I kept getting rocketed. So all of a sudden, the whole team, you know that one room up top that overlooks the hallway? Where everybody goes up there with the two windows and they snipe out at you and stuff? I fucking, the whole team spawned in there and I shot a rocket in there and killed like five or six guys in one rocket. And the guy sent me a message. He said, "You bitch ass motherfucker."
He was mad.
I said, "Stop noobing me, faggot."
Yep.
Nice.
I always carry a rocket on me just in case I encounter some noob tubers and then I gotta rocket their faces off.
That's right. A good way to do it.
I'm pretty deadly with a rocket. I get a lot of headshots.
With the RPG?
No, I use the small.
Yeah, that's more accurate.
Yeah. Well, I do it because I try to get the 500 kills with it so I can get the emblem.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm all about getting emblems.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And title. I have almost every title.
I haven't, I didn't get too many prestige tokens. Do you know anybody that tried that prestige token glitch, TC?
Yeah, there were a few people that I talked to that were level ones. They all got banned or reset.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they were really backing up what they said. They were going to take care of the cheaters. I was like, damn.
That's why I don't mess with that stuff. I'm always afraid I'm going to get banned from Xbox.
My kid did it, but he didn't get banned. I told him not to do it. I said, it ain't worth it, dude. Fuck it. He's like, come on, no. Dad. We can unlock all kinds of stuff and keep everything when you prestige. I'm like, it ain't worth it.
Yeah, I told my son that. He wanted to do that on MW2 on Xbox, and I said, hell no. But they'll give me 10th prestige. I said, no, don't do it.
I had a buddy who...
What's the point? It's like, why play the game if you got to cheat to get there?
That's right.
I had a buddy...
On MW3... Was it always 15 prestige when the game first came out?
No.
It was 10, right?
It was 10.
Yeah, I got all pissed. I'm at 8. I'm like, oh, finally, the first game I'm going to get to 10, and next thing I know, there's like 15. I'm like,
yeah.
But it's going to 20. You know that, right?
Oh, it's going to 20 now.
It's already 20 on PC from what I've heard.
Oh, you're ruining my life over and over. I was so excited. It was going to be the first one I actually played through to prestige, and then these fuckers, I'm like, fuck this.
Every game, TC, since I've known him, he's gone to 50 and stopped. That's it. He just goes, yes.
Yeah, because it wasn't worth it before. And then all of a sudden I'm playing. I played like a year and I'm like, you know how much XP I got? And it was all wasted.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't go back to that now. I'm just going to get to level fucking 80 and stop.
There you go.
I was pissed off that they made it level 80 on this one too. It used to be level 50.
Yeah, they opened
it. Yeah, the 80, that's a hard track, man.
Oh, dude, you get to like level 50 and it's just like so slow. It takes you like 3 weeks to get to level 80. It's like...
Right, they get you to the ACR and slow it down on you.
That's my favorite gun.
I do like that you could unlock things when you prestige that you could hold on to at every prestige. That was pretty cool.
My ACR is one of them. I love that gun.
I kept my AK because once I put a silencer on that, I was fucking deadly.
See, the AK jumps around. It's deadly, but I don't like it. Jumps around even if you got kick on.
Yeah,
I did the caulk gun.
Oh, okay.
The PP901.
Yeah, I love that gun. I got that thing maxed
out. Rapid fire and silencer.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
you're not touching me.
Remember in Black Ops, dude, the Spectra? That thing was fucking deadly.
I have a class equipped in gold with that.
Nice.
I got my 50 cal in gold.
The SM or LMGs in Black Ops were better than MW3s. I can't even move with those.
Yeah.
The M60 sights.
Whatever that one gun is, the sniper rifle they got, the fucking scope on it sucks. The AS-50 or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's got
it's
a
like
lot
an ACOG scope.
Glare or something, too.
Yeah, you can't. It's not up close. You can't see that. It's like you're looking through an ACOG scope.
I do like the sniper rifles a lot better on Modern Warfare 3 than Black Ops, though. Because there's only like three of them on Black Ops. And on this one, there's like, what, five?
I used to hate snipers until I got sniped so many times. I said, fuck this. I'm going to start sniping people. Let's now try. I love
it. I used to... Oh, my God. I can't believe you missed that gun. I used to like... Or I like them when I put a silencer on them because it's like dink, dink, dink.
And you get the headshot. Ding!
Yeah, and they don't know where it's coming from.
It's... I used them in Black Ops, and I haven't used them much in MW3. I'm just...
There's a couple maps I use them on. I use them on, Fallen?
And
what's that other one? Mission?
Yeah, the new maps.
I love Mission.
The new maps are more sniper friendly, Black Box and
Liberation.
Yeah.
There's this one spot I found that nobody can ever find me. And I'm actually like laying in the open.
Will you tell us?
I would go like fucking, you know where the little like stream thing is? The empty stream underneath all the bridges?
Yeah.
On the one bridge, I lay up to the left looking, you know where the big stone one is? Where the, yeah. Where the tunnel comes out from underground? I lay right by that up on the left and just lay right in the open. These guys run, like, lay down next to me. They jump over me. And I just blast the shit. I run out of ammo. I kill so many guys. That's fucking great. Hilarious. And I cannot figure out where the hell I'm shooting from. And, like, when I'm sniping, I like to wait for the snipers to get into their spot and get all ready. And then shoot them in the face. Just to piss them off.
You sound fun to play with, man. That would be cool. Oh, dude, it's in the game with you.
See what I'm saying, Corey?
Yeah.
You give me a fucking shotgun and a rocket launcher, dude, I'll take anyone on.
Wow.
Especially in Dome.
Oh, yeah, Dome is that kind of map.
When they all start camping in the Dome, I pull out the rocket launcher and
boom, triple kill.
Yeah, they all hang out in there and it's like, all right, fuck it. I can't hit you with my shotgun, so I'm going to shoot my rocket in there and kill you all.
Oh, yeah.
Noob. Well, that's like my long distance weapon.
You know that's a noob, right?
Shoot you with the rocket.
You're classified as a noob now.
I mean, yeah, I only need like 40 more kills and then I'm done with I'm at like 460 something.
Oh, shit.
I only carry it because I know at one point in the game, some guys can get aggravated and start noob tubing everybody with the XM25. That's why I liked you could kill your teammates, because as soon as people would start noobing on my team, I'd shoot them in the head.
Nice.
That's great.
All right, brother.
Get your screen name there. Well, you play on PlayStation, don't you?
Yeah, I'm PSN.
I'm going to have to invest in that.
I think so, brother. I think it's time to make the switch.
Yeah, Hawkeye, you're on PSN, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to add me, man. TC Powell.
I added Jamie the other night.
I'm kind of scared to play with you guys.
I met a lot of you guys during the PSN outage. That's where I started talking to Guns. And then Guns was telling me privately about how he was in the infant stages of Team Pwnage and asked me, you know, because I was doing radio then too. And he's like, you know, would you promote me? I go, fuck yeah, I'll have you guys on. I don't give a fuck. And
awesome.
And I had him on. Oh God, I had him on for something a long time ago, and we were BSing, and I told him, yeah, man, you guys are always open. It's, you know, anything you want to talk about, give me a ring, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I turned to him, you know, because I was like, you know, we need to fucking talk about Black Ops 2, and I knew the trailer was coming out tonight, and I knew it was gonna be somewhere around showtime, and I said, well, I just have. You know, and I asked him, he's like, man, I'm not really available during your showtime right now. But he said, TC's like, he represents my community well, man. Definitely, he's a guy you should talk to. So that's why we're talking to you, brother.
I'm going to break this thing down tomorrow. I think I might do a video on it because it's a lot to take in. I'm surprised they put that much in this.
They did. They smashed a lot in there. Yeah. They did.
You got it these days, man, to keep people interested.
Yeah, that robot thing with the Gatling gun with the four legs, man, that looks badass.
You're going to wax ass with that.
That recon drone is nothing compared to that.
That might be like the dogs of Black Ops 2.
Yeah. I love the dogs.
Fucking dogs.
Oh, man.
I hate those fucking things.
Yeah, they were a hell. I mean, that kill streak was deadly.
There's nothing worse, though. There's nothing worse than getting dogs and getting, like, two kills with them, and that's it. Oh.
Right.
Like, man, I worked my ass off for that.
Come on, dogs. Are you not hungry?
Yeah.
Got to eat tonight.
I hated that, because you can hear them coming. You can never tell where the fuck they're coming from. So yeah. You're always running around in circles looking for the goddamn dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate those things.
You are, we post this show on Podomatic. You guys are more than welcome to take it and put it on your site if you want to, just so you know. It's all right. It's up to you guys, man. If you want to.
Plug.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you guys.
Do that, man.
I don't know if any of you know anything about editing or something, but maybe you can download it, then cut, you know, this out and then put it on your site or the whole show. It don't matter, whatever.
Maybe add it to a YouTube video for Black Ops 2.
There you go, man. Something like that.
All right. Cool.
Send me a link, man, and we'll promote the shit out of it. Whatever.
Okay, man.
I'm always big time on Team Pwnage. Love you guys.
Well, we appreciate you having us on here, man. This is great.
No problem.
I didn't even realize this show existed, and I sent the link to a few buddies of mine, and they have it now. So
yeah, it's the biggest thing since sliced bread, man.
Yeah, bro, yeah, love it. This is the Mixed Radio Network, and it is growing. It seems like every week. So
yeah, I've read some of the background on it. It seems really cool to stream.
Yeah,
stream licensing. So
yeah, yeah, we're all licensed too, right?
What's that?
You play actual music.
Yeah, yeah. There's music going on this. He has what is it, Corey?
Eight stations.
Yeah, he has eight stations.
Cool.
And they're playing music 24/7, and then this station is just the talk station. And everybody,
well, there's no shows on. They play music on here.
Yeah, too. Everybody that has a show on the station plays on this talk station, and then as soon as they log on, the music stops until it keeps going in the background, but you don't hear it. And then as soon as we log off, the music kicks back on.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it's a cool place, man. It's we're all friends here. There's no drama, or, you know, check your ego at the door, and we're just here to have fun.
Well, that's great, and I will be tuning in more often, and I will be promoting this myself. So,
yeah, man, sir. We're here every Tuesday at 8 Eastern, and then I'm on with another show tomorrow night called Ginya Nightly at 10 Eastern. So,
I saw that on your Skype. I'll check that out too.
Yeah, man,
I might be on there tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, he might drop in there tomorrow night. We got a whole list right there on the website of all the shows. They just start from Monday and they go clear to Saturday. So. Or Sunday.
They're all awesome.
Actually, Monday to Sunday now. We got all 7 days a week we have a show now. Holy shit.
That is boom. Awesome.
Taking internet radio by storm.
Good deal. It's the next big thing.
We're going to have our own video game one day.
That'll work.
Definitely. Thank you so much, TC. Don't forget, folks, if anything video game related, teamponage.com. Check them out. They got vids on there, information. They're very informative. It's a great community. They're on PS3 and Xbox, regardless whether we pump the shit out of PS3. They are on Xbox too, so definitely check them out. There's some good guys over there. They're really cool. So,
all right. Well, thanks for having me on tonight, and I'll be in touch.
All right, buddy. You take care. Right, I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks a lot.
Later, brother.
Later.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's all good.
Look at that. Perfect time. We've got 2 minutes till 9:30.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hour and a half show.
I think
good to go.
I think old blacklisted Tigger wanted to call in. I'm not sure.
He was talking about how we were talking about nuts all the time.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you're talking about nuts. Careful, they may blacklist us. Oh, okay.
Talking about us. Yeah, we're going to blacklist everyone.
Yeah, everybody.
Starting my unfollow list now.
Yep, I'm unfollowing everybody. Can you imagine if there was a button that just said unfollow, and it was a mass unfollow? Oh, my God.
It's called All About Me button.
Yeah, it's all about me. You know,
man, I'm going to block you all.
If you look at I don't know if he is now, but if you look at The Rock's page, dude, he doesn't follow anybody.
Who? Oh, The Rock?
Yeah.
A lot of famous people don't follow anybody.
He doesn't. He still doesn't. He's got 2,773,472 followers and literally follows nobody.
Yeah. What, well, if you're a celebrity, why would you want to follow people?
What a pretentious dick, dude.
If I was famous, I'd follow everybody. Just to make them feel good.
Tigger, you'll never be blacklisted, brother. You're my fucking
You're boy. My boy, Blue.
I talked to that dude on the phone for the first time last summer. I was going on vacation, and I wanted to find me a good CB and shit to talk with the gear jammers on the road.
Oh, the Cobra, man.
Yeah, that's what I got.
He's like, mind that one. Yeah. Mine's all tweaked.
Yeah, I got mine done, and then I bought the Wilson 5000 mag mount, dude. I swear to God, I'm pounding clear.
Did you tune it or no?
Yeah.
Did you cut it and tune it and everything?
I had a guy peek and tweak the radio, and then he matched the...
You match the antenna?
Yeah, he put a little meter on there. But, you know, now I've taken it off my car, so.
I do all my own.
Yeah, I need to
get my CB tweaked, and then I have the meter.
I want to get the meter.
Antenna.
Because I'm going to be taking that thing on and off, so I want to get the meter to see when I get a good. Because you got to get the, you know, with the mag mount, you got to get it right on your cross beam of somewhere in the top of your car. And if you don't, you don't get a good ground, so.
Yeah, it's not hard to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, mine, I can like talk to people in California.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, I'm booing. I'm highly illegal.
Wow. That is a badass one. What do you got, one of the presidents? Or you got a Cobra?
Yeah, I forget what model it is. My buddy, it was his, and then I sent it out to get it tweaked by a guy. No, and I forget what model it is. I haven't used it in a while. It's sitting in the closet.
I haven't used mine since, God, months
ago. Yeah, if you're next to me, man, I'll blow your eardrums right off.
I want to go
spike your meter.
My buddy's got a President Lincoln. I'd like to get one, hold of one of them, but they're a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not as much as you spend. It's what, you just got to get the right radio that people can do the right things with.
Yeah, and if you get an amp
behind
it.
Cobra's the best, man.
You think so?
Yeah, I love Cobra. Because yeah. You know what? They're cheap. You can make them just as powerful as a $600 radio.
We better be quiet. Fucking Buzzard may call in on us now and be like, fucking Cobra? Are you serious?
I've been trucking for 100 years.
Yeah.
Cobra, I had that on my tricycle.
Yeah. Oh, now. Yeah. Now
I learned everything from the truck drivers at work.
Yeah. The old gear jammers.
Yeah. Hammered down.
Well, I'm sweating my ass off in my garage.
Me too,
right,
man.
I have I can't turn on anything because it projects over the mic, so I think
not if you had a gate.
Whatever.
Boom.
Not if you had a gate.
Not if you were like me and Jack.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Alright, homeboy.
Yeah, let's go ahead and fucking
my ass is hurting.
Oh shit.
Damn.
God. Go ahead and let this roll out. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Team Ponage. Thank you, TeamPonage.com. Thank you, Jenya. I will see you tomorrow night, baby. Mwah! Take care, folks.
Later.
Search my shit. We'll see how smart you are.